Hello, hello, and welcome back to our Finding Better podcast. My name is John Suzuki. Thank you for joining us. Listen, if you're looking for ways to improve your life and make your life better, you're in the right place because that's what we're doing here. Finding Better is all about sharing experiences and sharing our own wisdom, if you will, of having been there and done that and finding better in our own lives, so that you can take some of those lessons and perhaps apply them to your own life. And I hope that you'll take some of that too and share it with other people who can learn from those lessons as well. So, I'm changing my website. I just want to let you know that I'm updating my website at johnsuzuki.com. And my homepage is going to have a picture of me holding a starfish. I'll have it done by the end of this month. But it's going to reflect on the starfish story. And just to remind, one day there was an old man, and he was walking along a beach. And the night before was a big storm that had washed up thousands and thousands of starfish up on the beach. And in the distance, he saw a little boy. And that little boy was picking up starfish and throwing them back into the ocean. And so when he got up to the little boy, he says, "Hey, what are you doing?" And the kid says, "I'm throwing starfish back into the ocean." And the old man says, "There must be thousands of starfish on this beach. You can't possibly make a difference." And the little boy thought about it, looked down, picked up a starfish, threw it back into the ocean, and said, "I made a difference to that one." That's kind of the spirit of what we're doing with this Finding Better podcast. It's all about helping people one person at a time. And my hope, as an extension to that story, was that that old man got so inspired by that little boy that he started picking up starfish and throwing them back into the water himself. And then they attracted a crowd, and a crowd of people came and they started helping starfish. So anyway, that's what this podcast is about. And today I'm doing a John talk. This is just me. Okay, talking to you. Over the last month and a half, we have had so many amazing, amazing guests, people who are sharing, just sharing from their hearts, their own experiences and what they've done in life, and what's worked for them and what hasn't worked for them. And it's been a wonderful, wonderful thing. And so I just want to talk with you about three things that I think are important. That I just want to share with you that perhaps might help in your journey as well. The first one I want to talk to you about has to do with relationships. The second has to do with your happiness. And remember, folks, happiness is not a destination. It's not a happily ever after kind of thing. You have to fight for it and you keep working at it. And the third thing I want to talk to you about is choice. Choice. And I'm going to bring in Denzel Washington, who agrees with me, by the way, on what I want to talk with you about. And we're going to talk about that. Okay. So let's first talk about relationships. Relationships are really important. And, it's all about love. It's all about understanding. It's all about caring. But check this out. Relationships start with hello, right? "Hi, my name is John Suzuki. How are you doing?" They start with hello. Lasting relationships start with thank you. Now, what do I mean by that? I've been married for 38 years, and I'm not the man I was 38 years ago, folks. And my wife is not the woman she was 38 years ago. We changed, the world changed, everything changed. And when you get into a relationship, it's one of those things where you're starry-eyed and everything's wonderful and the person can't do anything wrong. And you think that you can live with this person for the rest of your life. The hello part is pretty temporary, right? It comes and goes. But the thank you part of it is what makes it last. It's the appreciation. I can't tell you how much I appreciate my wife. She stayed with me for 38 years. I gotta appreciate her, right? But she's an amazing woman. She's an amazing person. And as we have changed, as she has changed, we've changed together. And throughout it all, we've always appreciated each other. But yes, there are thousands of things that she's frustrated with when it comes to me. There are thousands of reasons why she could turn around and just say, "Yeah, no, I don't want to do this anymore." But we appreciate each other for who we are. And so, in business, one of the things, when you're in sales and you're trying to generate revenue, there's two ways to look at business. The first is as a transaction, as one sale, thank you very much, goodbye. Or you can look at it as a lifetime value proposition, which means this customer coming in to buy this one item may come back over the course of his lifetime 1,000 times. How much is that worth, right? So for me, I always focused on the lifetime value aspect of a client. And I realized that it always starts with thank you. Because when you say thank you, it means you appreciate them. And if you appreciate them, if you really appreciate them, you're going to want to do good by them. And if you do good by them and you care about them, they're going to know it and they're going to come back and do business with you. Now, I will tell you that my two favorite fast food restaurants are In-N-Out Burger and Chick-fil-A. Now, why is that? I'll just tell you right up front. They are trained to have manners, most importantly of which is to say thank you. To say thank you, right? You know, we have lost one of the biggest problems, one of the things that's causing so many problems, I believe, at least what I've experienced, is a lot of us have forgotten our manners and we've forgotten how to appreciate people. You know, people want to be appreciated. People appreciate being appreciated. I don't go to Starbucks anymore because, you know, I found out that when I go into Starbucks and I'm given my coffee, I'm the one that says thank you. And you know what they say? They always say one of three things: no problem, no worries, or of course. Well, I'm glad I wasn't a problem, and I'm glad I didn't worry you, and of course I should be thankful. You know, I mean, I get it. I get what they're doing, but they're not saying thank you to me. And this is after I give them a tip. They expect to be tipped. And so I may sound like a crazy man right now, but you know, I mean, people want to be appreciated. And so relationships start with hello. Lasting relationships start with thank you. In the last century, there was a TV show called The Beverly Hillbillies. And at the end of the credits, they always said, y'all come back now, you hear? When's the last time you heard that? When's the last time you heard your grocery store person say, hey, thank you for coming. Come back, will you please? You know, I would bet you that if when somebody says that to you, or if somebody ever does say that to you, that you're going to be surprised and you may actually come back. And so, you know, just remember that when it comes to people, every person on planet Earth, they want to be appreciated and they appreciate being appreciated. And if you're looking for lifetime relationships or long-term relationships or lasting relationships, it starts with thank you. Let's talk about happiness now. I came up with this. You can write this down. Happiness happens when you realize how much better it is to impress yourself than it is to impress others. Let me repeat that. Happiness happens when you realize how much better it is to impress yourself than it is to impress others. Now, I know it's important to impress others sometimes, especially at work, right? But when it comes to your life, a lot of us, especially with, oh my gosh, I've talked about social media. Especially with the rise of social media, we spend so much of our energy and emotions trying to impress others because of all the, what I call the messages of inadequacy, that you are not good enough. You don't look like me. If you can't look like me, you're a loser. If you don't buy my product, you're a loser. I mean, all these, it's terrible, right? And so we spend so much of our energy trying to impress others. And we do so also with our money. Now, I've talked with you about money and I've told you that wealth is not defined by what you make. It's defined by how much you keep. And there's two things you could do with your money. One, you can spend it, or two, you can defend it. Now, what do I mean by defending it? Everybody out there wants your money, right? Now, beyond the necessities like food and clothing and a roof over your head, most of us spend whatever money we have left impressing others, whether it be buying nice clothes or going to nice restaurants or buying a nice car. whatever. You know, we're trying to impress others, or it's an ego trip. You're doing it for your ego. Now, if you were to try this, you know, I share with people, and I suggest people do, is if you don't have a rainy day fund, if you don't have savings, build one. Okay, start with building a week's worth of savings. How much money do you spend in a week? Just start with that. If you spend $500 a week, or $1,000 a week, or $5,000 a week, whatever it is, save that. And I will tell you something, you will be impressed with yourself. Okay. Now, the other part of impressing others is that others don't want to be impressed. They want to impress you, right? So there's some irony for you. All right. So then once you got that 1 week, make it two, then make it a month, then make it 2 months, then 4 months, then 6 months, then a year, then 2 years, and 4 years, and 6 years. And build on that. And you know what? I promise you, you're going to be impressed. You'll be impressed because you're prioritizing yourself and not prioritizing others. And the last thing on happiness. Happiness is not a destination. It's never a happily ever after story. I promise you, there are lots of problems after every fairy tale that ends with happily ever after, right? But you have to work at it. It's a fight. It's a battle. And that's life. Life's not fair. You got to keep working at it. So happiness happens when you realize how much better it is to impress yourself than it is to impress others. Okay? So enough of that. Last topic. And this is where Denzel Washington comes in. As I told you, he is my favorite actor, not only because of the character he plays, but because I really do believe that he is a man of very deep character himself. And I love his Equalizer series, his Equalizer movies. And on Equalizer 2, there's one scene where he's mentoring a young black man who is thinking about joining a gang. I mean, with guns and killing people and all that kind of stuff. And Denzel Washington steps in. And in this particular scene, he says this.
You got a choice. You got talent. You got a chance, and I don't hear about your environment, what your mama didn't give you, and the white man won't give you no shot. You got a chance. Use it while you're still alive. You don't know what death is. You have no idea what death is. Make a decision.
Isn't that awesome? Let me tell you what he said, and you can rewind this, or go to Equalizer 2. This is what he said. You got a choice. You got talent. You got a chance. And I don't want to hear about your environment or what your mama didn't give you or what the white man don't give you. No shot. No chance. You got a chance. Use it while you're still alive. You don't know what death is. You have no idea what death is. Make a decision. Right? Now, this is a conversation happening in the depths of a big building full of gang members, right? And that's a pretty tough place to be in. And it's a place where you can imagine feeling like you have no choice, feeling like the environment won't let you go, feeling like you have, there's nothing else you can do. And yet here's Denzel Washington talking to this young man saying, you got a choice, you got talent, you got a chance. And what I've always said is that your life is the product of the decisions that you've made, of the choices that you've made in the past. And a lot of people, and the pushback that I get is, John, a lot of us don't have a choice. Well, here you go. Okay? Because your life in the future is going to be the product of the choices that you make from now on. So make good choices. And that's why we're here, right? To help you know what we've done and help you know what we did when we came to, you know, kind of crossroads on our journey so that maybe you can learn something from it. And if you learn something from this, please share it. You know, it goes back to the starfish story. okay, of helping people one person at a time, helping starfish, one starfish at a time. Because when you do that, you lift the world. Every person you make better lifts the world. And that's what we want to do because the world needs it, folks. It really, really does. So please share that. That's all I'm going to go over. So again, relationships start with hello. Lasting relationships start with thank you. Happiness happens when you realize how much better it is to impress yourself than it is to impress others. And your life is your choice. Okay. So with that, if you want more information, I'm at johnsuzuki.com. And I love you. God bless you. And we'll see you next time. Bye.